This is Akashvani Itanagar. The news read by Priya Badu. General Manager cum Officer in Charge of NABARD Regional Office Itanagar S.V. Ranga Rao called on State Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnaik at Lok Bhavan in Itanagar today. During the meeting, they discussed on strengthening rural livelihoods and enhancing economic opportunities for farming and rural communities across the state. The governor advised the officials to ensure timely and uninterrupted flow of credit to the agricultural sector, small-scale enterprises, cottage and village industries, artisans and rural entrepreneurs, enabling them to contribute to the state's economy. Rao assured the governor that the organization will continue to work to meet the aspirations and expectations of the people, especially the rural and agrarian communities. Arunachal Pradesh continues to reaffirm its position as one of India's most important biodiversity hotspots. Deputy Chief Minister Chauhna Man in a social media post shared a new assessment by WWF India and the Forest Department has conducted elephant presence at elevations of 3,000 meters above sea level, making it the highest known elephant range recorded anywhere in the world. The study conducted across the state between December 2024 and March this year also provided valuable insights into elephant distribution, habitat connectivity, and human-elephant conflict. He added this finding reinforces the importance of protecting the state's forest, wildlife corridors, and biodiversity for generations to come. State Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnaik interacted with the students from Kurunkume District who have qualified for admission to Sainik Schools at Lok Bhavan in Itanagar today. Commending the students, the governor described their success as a matter of pride for Kurunkume District and the state. The governor appreciated APSC officer Nangram Pinkup for organizing a free coaching institute for students from remote rural areas. He also lauded the dedication of Indian Army personnel, teachers and mentors. He said the combined efforts of parents, teachers, mentors and community leaders are instrumental in nurturing the next generation of leaders for the nation. On the second day of Golden Jubilee celebration of Arunachal Pradesh State Transport Services today, Transport and Allied Minister Ojing Tasing and Advisor Chakat Abud attended a workshop on the future of transport in Arunachal Pradesh under the theme Look into the Future in Tirap District today. In a social media post, the minister said, the exchange of ideas, experiences and innovations underscored everyone's shared resolve to build a transport system that is safer, smarter, more sustainable and future ready. As to commemorate 50 remarkable years of APSTS, everyone should look ahead with renewed vision and purpose, committed to shaping the journeys of generations to come. The Beech Utsav 2026 has concluded today at Government Higher Secondary School in Yazali in K. Panyur District. The Seeds of Hope Ecological Greening Initiative, a district-wide program mobilizing community seed conservers, school children, Nishi and Apatani tribal councils and village youth clubs as frontline ecological stewards was launched today. Further, a permanent agro-biodiversity resource and market linkage center will be established in the district soon. MS Swaminathan Research Foundation Chairperson Dr. Soumya Swaminathan has affirmed MSSRF's dedicated research partnership with KVK K. Panyur to document and publish the district's indigenous ecological knowledge systems for national policy formulation. The Pan Arunachal Voluntary Blood Donation Program was held today at Bakin Pertin General Hospital, Pasighat in East Siang District. About 25 units of blood were donated to the hospital. The blood donation program was organized by Galo Ao Donation Group to commemorate the 7th death anniversary of late Dr. Minge Loi. As part of the second day of the Golden Jubilee celebration commemorating 50 years of Arunachal Pradesh State Transport Services, the Health Department under the District Health Society Tirap organized a Megha Health Mela cum free eye screening camp at Nehru Stadium, Khonsa today. The selection trials to form state taekwondo team for upcoming 5th Senior National Taekwondo Championship 2026 was conducted today at Arunachal Taekwondo Association headquarters in Nirjuli. Under the ongoing Operation Dawn 2.0, East Siang police successfully apprehended a woman peddler and recovered over 1 kg suspected ganja during an operation conducted at Oyan village yesterday. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.